The Supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam to all of you, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Muharram. Today we're going to learn more about one special character on the event of Ashura, and that is Ali al-Akbar.
Their names in heaven were mentioned. The first word that Adam spoke. Now they lay on earth with their backs broken.
We are with you on 7th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Today is Tuesday. Corresponding to 3rd of Murdad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer condolences to all of our dear listeners on the martyrdom anniversary of Ali al-Akbar.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
A man from amongst the crowd shouted, O Ali, you relate to Yazid, for his mother, Layla, was daughter of Maymuna, daughter of Abi Sufyan, and we want to respect this relationship. We may grant you an amnesty and a refuge if you wish. He said, the kingship of Apostle of Allah should be second to none. He pressed on proclaiming who he was. Imam al-Hussein could not hold back his tears and shouted at Umar ibn Sa'd, what has become of you? May Allah bereave you of your kindred as you have made me benefit of mine and did not respect my relationship of the Prophet. May Allah set on you an adversary who will slay you in your bed. He then raised his hands to the sky and said, O Lord, bear witness on those people, for he who emerged to them is bearing a strong likeness to your Prophet in all departments, resemblance of disposition, complexion, and logic. And that was Aliyul Akbar. So accept our condolences on this sad occasion. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
We were talking about bala, and we're talking about misfortunes, trials, and difficulties that we face in our lives and how we can overcome them. We said that when a person realizes that there is a purpose to this bala, that is the essence of the solution of how to deal with our calamities. That we know there is purpose and we know there is reward. Imagine if a person lived life and he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in a wise creator. He didn't believe in a commanding Lord. And that all these different factors from the beginning, you know, when you're a baby, from being hungry and thirsty and being in pain until when you reach become an adult and you have your own different trials and tribulations. You see that life is filled with such great pain, but you don't know where that pain is coming from and what is the purpose of it. Imagine how deep in darkness a person would be and how confused they would be and how weak a person would be. But on the other side, we have believers that they believe in Allah and they believe that when God brings for them trials and misfortunes, there is a purpose to it. And that purpose is to bring him closer to himself, to bring us closer to God. Then that person becomes very actually joyful, even in the face of trials and tribulations. He becomes even grateful. He becomes so spiritual that he realizes that everything from God, either if we see it as good or if we see it as bad, all of it is good for us because he is taking us towards himself and is removing us from the nafs, the desires, the ego, the greatest barrier between us and God. He is shattering that. Once that's shattered, we connect to God. We become very easily connected to God.
On the month of Muharram,
and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. Ali Akbar ibn Hussein had a loud, beautiful voice. It was he who always recited Adhan. On the morning of the day of Ashura, Ali Akbar ibn Hussein recited the Adhan. Everyone knew that it was the last time they would hear Ali Akbar ibn Hussein's Adhan. Hussein ibn Ali began to weep when Ali Akbar began his Adhan. The ladies could also be heard crying in their tents. After the morning prayers, Ali al-Akbar stood in front of Hussein ibn Ali. He said, "Father, I request for permission to go and fight the enemies of Islam." Hussein ibn Ali looked at his son lovingly. He said, "Akbar, you have my permission. May Allah be with you. But Akbar, you know how much your mother, sisters and aunts love you. Go and say farewell to them." Ali Akbar went into the tent of his mother. Every time he wanted to come out of the tent, the mother, aunts and sisters would pull his cloak and say, "Oh Akbar, how can we live without you?" Finally, Hussein ibn Ali had to go in and plead with all to let Ali Akbar go. Hussein ibn Ali helped his youthful son to mount the horse. As Ali Akbar ibn Hussein began to ride towards the battlefield, he heard footsteps behind. He looked back and saw his father. He said, "Father, we have said goodbye. Why are you walking behind me?" Hussein ibn Ali replied, "My son, had you been a father of a son like me, you would surely have understood. We offer our condolences on the sad occasion of Ali al-Akbar's martyrdom."
Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fana'ik alayka minni salamullah abadan ma baqitu wa baqiya al-layl wa an-nahar ala ja'alahu Allah akhir al-ahd min ziyaratik. Assalamu ala al-Husayn. وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
Sending Ali al-Akbar to the battlefield, Imam Hussein raised his hands and said, "O Lord, be a witness against this people that the youth is living who was resembling the Holy Prophet most. Whenever I was desirous of seeing the Holy Prophet, I looked at him." In the battlefield, he was addressing the forces with an eloquence which he had inherited from his grandfather Ali and the Prophet Muhammad. He was telling them that Hussein had done them no harm. He was explaining to them that by shedding the blood of Hussein, they would be incurring the wrath of God. He was exhorting them not to smear their hands with the blood of a person so holy, so God-fearing, and so righteous. His words cast a spell on the army of the opponents. The older ones from amongst them were blinking their eyes in amazement and wondering whether the Prophet had descended from the heavens to warn them against the shedding of Hussein's blood. What a resemblance there was with the Prophet in face, features, and even mannerism. Even the voice was of Muhammad. But on second thought, they realized that this was Ali al-Akbar, son of Hussein, about whose close remembrance with the Prophet people were talking so much.
Oh, At this point, no one remains with Hussein except for his Ahlul Bayt. They begin to bid farewell to one another. The first among them who goes forth is Imam Hussein's own son. His name is Ali Akbar. He was a young man, some say 17, some say 19, some say 27. But he was a beautiful person, a mirror reflecting the Prophet's own beauty. His own speech was a speech of the Prophet. His character was the character of the Prophet. All the family surround him and they plead to him, saying that we cannot bear your separation, but he does not pay them any attention because he knows what his mission is. He goes, he seeks permission from his father and he gets it. And then he goes towards the enemy saying, I am Ali, the son of Hussein, the son of Ali. Ana Ali ibn al-Hussein ibn Ali. Nahnu wa bintul, nahnu wa baytallahi awla bin Nabi. تَاللَّهِ لَا يُحْكَمُ لَا يَحْكُمُ فِينَا إِبْنُ الدَّعِيِّ أَضْرِبُ بِالسَّيْفِ أُحَامِي عَنْ أَبِي دَرْبَ غُلَامٍ هَاشِمِيٍّ قُرَشِي. By Allah, we will never be ruled by that illegitimate ruler. With this sword of mine, I shall defend my family and I shall strike like a young Hashimi, a Qurashi. Imam Hussein could not help but his eyes crying with tears, and he shouts at Umar ibn Sa'ad, what is the matter with you? May Allah cut off your lineage just as you have cut off mine. And you have now respected my kinship to the Messenger of Allah. May Allah send somebody to slay you on your own bed. And then he cries out and he raises his hands to the heaven. O Allah, bear witness against these people that a man who looks most like your messenger Muhammad in his physique and his manners and his eloquence has come out to fight them, and they are fighting him. Whenever we used to miss seeing the Prophet, we would look at Ali Akbar. Ali Akbar alayhi salam fights very valiantly. He charges at the right wing, they cannot stop him. He charges at the left wing, they cannot stop him. Whenever a group of fighters met him, he would repulse all of them. When a brave man faced him, he would kill him. He kills a total of 120 people, but the thirst is too much for him to bear. He returns back to his father and he to complain about what is happening. He tells him, Ya Abati, al-Atashu qad qatalani. Oh my father, the thirst is killing me. وَثِقْلُ الْحَدِيدِ قَدْ أَجَهَدَنِي. The weight of this armor is too much for me to bear. فَهَلْ إِلَى شُرْبَةٍ مِنَ الْمَاءِ سَبِيلٍ. If only there was a way for me to get some water. Imagine the response of the father to his son. He says, crying, Oh my son, soon you shall meet your grandfather who will give you a drink, after which you shall never suffer any thirst. Ali Akbar returns to the battlefield, feeling happy about the good news that his father has given him. He still fights valiantly. They cannot stop him. They are not sure, is this Ali Akbar or is this Ali ibn Abi Talib, who is roaring like a lion on the battlefield, as if there are thunderbolts coming. There's one man named Munqidh who swears that he's going to ambush him. He stabs Ali Akbar in the back with his lance. He hits him with the sword on the head, splitting it in half. Ali Akbar embraces his horse that carries him to the enemy camp. There he becomes the target of the swords of the enemy. One by one they strike him. فَقَطَعُوهُ بِسُيُوفِهِمْ إِرْبًا إِرْبًا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. السلام على
was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, you keep us in your dua and prayer. And again, we offer our condolences to all of you, dear Muslim, dear Shia Muslim brothers and sisters, on the martyrdom anniversary of Aliyul Akbar, peace be upon him.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought. Salam everybody, and here is a wise statement to contemplate upon from Imam Hussein, peace upon him, prior to his martyrdom, while addressing the people of feeble faith who go back on their words. You're missing your chances and losing your lot. The one who breaks his oath breaks it at his own peril. Allah will certainly compensate me if you leave me.
Mournful is the earth as heaven starts to cry. Water doubts its worth as lips begin to dry. Listen to the silence. It breaks with a sad goodbye. Amid the drums of war is a mother's lullaby. Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. I cry for you in pain. I cry for you. I cry for you in pain.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the land of Karbala and the martyrs who were buried there. As you know, we are in the blessed month of Muharram, and the month of Muharram, as you know, is the month in which the third Imam of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was martyred along with his faithful companions and some of his family members on the plain of Karbala when they battled the army of the oppressive tyrant Yazid ibn Muawiyah alayhi mullana. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners and audience in this very sad month and this most solemn occasion. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam passed by this land, the land of Karbala, with some of his soldiers and his companions. And when he reached there, he stopped and he said the following. Here, meaning he pointing to the land of Karbala, here is the place where the lovers of God and the martyrs will be buried. Then he said, these are martyrs whose position and whose stature no martyr before them or after them will ever attain. Alluding to the fact that the martyrs in the shuhada, the martyrs of Karbala, their stature amongst the other martyrs and shuhada is the greatest. This indicates, you know, and this and actually it's kind of been echoed in another hadith. In one hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, no one was given companions as faithful as me. It's also interesting to know that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he addressing the land of Karbala and the dust of this land, he said, O dust, what a beautiful scent is coming from you. On the day of resurrection, a nation will come out from you, you know, will be resurrected from you, who will enter paradise without any calculation, without any reckoning. La yuhsharanna minka qawmun yadkhuluna al-jannata bighayri hisab. Again, alluding to the martyrs of Karbala and obviously Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this kind of attests to their stature with God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the land of Karbala and the virtues of the martyrs who are buried there in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and the recitation of the Quran Kareem. I'm really glad to say that we are having brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and
Fawad
Haider. I really welcome you all. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay. Ali Nasir,
Hussein. Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad.
Fine.
Okay. Inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 103 today from Surah An-Nisa on page
95.
So, brothers and sisters, let's start our class by listening to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله nice one. Allah Almighty says in this ayah 103 of Surah An-Nisa, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ When you have finished the prayers, remember Allah, standing, sitting, and lying down. فَإِذَا مَأْنَنْتُمْ And when you feel secure, فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَةَ Perform the complete prayers. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ For the prayers is because the prayer is indeed a timed prescription for the faithful. Yeah? A timed prescription for the faithful. So, some important Islamic rulings based on prayers, okay? Like we have furu'ud-deen, the branches of religion. The first one is salat, okay? Salat means the five daily prayers. So the first point I want to mention is this, that whenever you are healthy, whenever you are ill, it doesn't matter, okay? In what condition you are. Prayer is wajib upon you. Okay? Prayer is wajib upon you. But look, fasting is not this way. If you're ill, if you're really ill, you can't fast in the month of Ramadan, you're forgiven. You do the other time when you get better, okay? Or you pay the kafara, okay? The rules of fasting, inshallah, you will learn in Ahkam. But here, that's the first point, okay? It's wajib upon you whenever, wherever you are, when you become baligh, wherever you are, like no matter you're ill, no matter you're, if you are, for example, can't do the prayers standing, what? فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا قِيَامًا standing. If you can't do standing, Imam Ali alayhi salam says in a hadith, for people who are healthy, do it while standing. Next option, if you're ill, you can't do standing, قُعُودًا, sit. On a chair, like you're sitting on a chair, do the prayer. Okay? Put the turba in front of you, on the desk, do the prayer. As you see in the masjid, you see, like, there are old people who are, like, feeling pain in their knees, and they're, like back. At the back, okay? So they can't go down to sajda that way, normally, so they are allowed to do so. Like Fawad says that, what if he can't sit, okay, even, on a chair? Allah Almighty says, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ on, lie down on your bed, okay, and do the prayer. If you can't do it, even lying down, okay, on the bed, you can't do that way, okay? Like, with your eyes. Point to the eyes. I'm doing the ruku, sujood. I'm doing Allahu Akbar. You should say the prayer, okay? If you can do, you should have this intention that you're doing. In your mind, do it.
What if the person can take wudu?
Huh? Tayammum. So, prayer, the first point was this, that prayer is wajib upon you at any condition you are. Second point, prayer is that much important, okay? That if your prayer is accepted, all your deeds will be accepted. In qubilat as-salat, qubila ma siwaha. If the salat is accepted by Allah Almighty, every other deeds will be accepted. Your sound will be accepted. It means salat is very important. Yes. Next one, wa in ruddat, if it's not accepted, rudda ma siwaha. The rest of your deeds will not be accepted, will be refused. Okay? That important. Next one, فَإِذَا اطْمَأَنَنْتُمْ in this part, the third point, فَإِذَا اطْمَأَنَنْتُمْ and when you feel secure, in the previous session, if you remember, we talked about Salatul Qasr, that you were forced to perform the Qasr prayer, yes? So the four rak'at prayers will be changed to, shortened to, two rak'at prayer. But it says, فَإِذَا اطْمَأَنَنْتُمْ when you feel secure, what do you do? فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ perform the complete prayer. Okay? So you don't say like, well, I was on a trip, like it was so nice, like praying like two rakat prayer instead of four rakat. It was so easy, so fast. So now I'm home, let's do two rakat because it's so fast, I can finish it quickly. Okay? It's less. No way, okay?
I have a question.
You have to do the complete prayer.
Like after the trip, you come home.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately your prayers turn back to four, or you should like live for 3 days, 7 days?
No.
Immediately.
That's it. Immediately, yeah, it changes. Look, you are like two forms of prayers. You have qasr, it has a condition. It has a special area, okay? Kamil, okay, it has a special condition for it. As soon as you entered, for example, morning prayer, for example, Isha prayer, okay? At night you were on a trip, okay? Isha prayer, you performed what? Qasr. You performed qasr, okay? Tomorrow morning, for Dhuhr prayer, okay, you arrived at home. Dhuhr prayer must be performed completely for rakat. So guys, that said, inshallah, remember that inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta, and this is a timed prescription, okay, and it's wajib one. Kitaban mawquta, in a hadith from Imam alayhi salam, we have, it means it is wajib. It has been wajib upon other nations as well, but in another form. So guys, refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more about the ahkams, the Islamic rulings on salat, saum, these things, and benefit, inshallah.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Thank you. Now we will mention some tajweed rules. It's time to learn how to recite this ayah correctly with tajweed rules. The very first important rule is that the letters must be correctly pronounced. Ali Nasir will help us with some of those letters. So?
Yes, sir.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ.
Yeah, could first you say? We have Hamza.
Hamza, E sound, good job, not E. E and E, the letter Ayn and Hamza sometimes different. Will be mixed up. So pay attention to this. Next.
Then we have letter Dhal.
Dhal. Next letter.
Qaf.
Qaf.
Dod.
Dod.
Sod.
Sod. Again, Thal.
Yes.
Fadhkuru Allah. The letter Ha.
Wow. Again, we have Qaf.
Wow is also important. Yes. Wa. Not Va.
Yes.
Wa. قياما وقعودا وعلى عين
عين
قعودا عين yes فإذا طمأننتم طا فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. So these letters are really important. They are difficult, so pronounce them correctly. Practice them. The next rules. فإذا قضيتم الصلاة قاف طاد صا. These are heavy letters. Pronounce them with a heavy sound. Qa, not qa. Qa. Sa, dha, not dha. They can't be pronounced lightly because they need to be pronounced with heavy sound. You can't say qa. Qa, maybe it's easy, but dha is not easy. Dha, you can't say dha. You can't say this. I can't, at least. I don't know you. If you can do it. Even if you can do it, okay, don't do it, okay? Qa, dha. So these letters are heavy. Eight heavy letters we have. Whenever they have fatha or fatha with alif mat, they will be pronounced heavily. So Hussein, tell us what letters are they. Kha.
Kha.
Next one.
Ain.
No, ain. Ghain. Ghain. Kha. Ghain. Ra. Sad. Da. Ta. Da. And.
Ha.
No.
Hamza.
No.
Ta.
Qaf. So these eight letters. Kha, ra, sad, da, ta, da, qaf, ghain. So these.
Exactly.
Look. Kha, ra, two letters. Sad, da, ta, da. Six letters. Qaf, ghain. Ghain, qaf, sorry. In order, say them.
Yeah.
Got it? So these are heavy letters. Next one. Fadhkuru Allah, fadhkuru. There is a waw mat, but you skip it, you ignore it. Fadhkuru Allah. Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound here. Qiyamaw. وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Do not read it. قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Okay?
جُنُوبِكُمْ.
You ignore. جُنُوبِكُمْ. You pronounce it what? With a merging sound. قِيَامًا changes to قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا changes to
قُعُودًا
وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ. You skip Hamzatul Wasl. You skip the Alif Mad with Dhal. You join the dhal to the ta. Fa'idha ta. Read it.
Fa'idha ta.
Yeah, fa'idha ta. Dha ta. Fa'idha ta. Ma'anantum. Ma'anantum. Hide the sound of noon here. Fa'aqimu salah. If you stop here, salah. If you do not stop, salata. Inna. Mushad, noon mushad. Salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban. Mawquta changes to kitabam. Bam mawquta. Extension of the sound, nasal sound also. Let me recite it once, listen and repeat after me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ
فَإِذَا طَمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ
فَإِذَا طَمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ
إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَّوْقُوتًا
إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. الله bless you inshallah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio. That's it from us for today. Inshallah, in the next session, we'll be talking about Ayah 86 of Surah Anissa. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks to brothers here, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser. And thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See you. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Your horse returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين. زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّتَانِ أَسْرَجَاتِ وَأَلْجَمَاتِ وَتَهَيَّاتِ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكِ.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. وَلَعْنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكِ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community who saddled their mounts, placed their bridles, and patrolled to combat with you. We said that in this part, لِقِتَالِكَ is so important. This phrase is fundamental because all the previous actions mentioned in the part were done because of fighting with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. History tells us that when Umar ibn Sa'd was given the opportunity of one night to decide whether he was ready to lead an army against Imam Hussein alayhi salam or not, he sought advice from Kamil. This Kamil was a person that epitomized the reality of Kamalul Insani, the human perfection. On hearing Ibn Sa'd's words on whether he should proceed to battle against Imam Hussein, Kamil answered with a very negative and stern manner. This is the anecdote depicted in the book of Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani. Umar ibn Sa'd had with him a person from the man of virtue called Kamil, who was also a friend of his father before him. He asked, Umar, why do I find you in this particular state and movement? What have you resolved to do? Kamil as his name signifies a person of perfect opinion, intellect, and religion. Umar ibn Sa'd replied, I have been commissioned to lead the army, to fight against Imam Hussein, to kill him, to kill his family, and killing him and his family to me is like a morsel of food to one who eats or a sip of water. After I kill him, I will head to govern Ray. Camel said to him, woe be unto you. O Umar ibn Sa'd, do you want to kill Hussein, the son of the daughter of the Holy Prophet? Woe be unto you and your religion. O Umar, are you deviated from the guidance? Do you not realize against whom you have set out to war? And with whom will you fight? Indeed, we belong to Allah and to Him we return. I swear by Allah that if I were to be given the world and what it contains to kill a single man from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu, I would not do so. How then do you want to kill Hussein, the son of the daughter of the Apostle of Allah? And what will you say tomorrow to the Apostle of Allah when you will be brought in his presence in the state of having killed his son, the apple of his eye, the fruit of his heart, the son of the daughter of the Holy Prophet, the leader of all the women of the world, the son of Ali alayhi salam? Indeed, in our present age, he is what his grandfather was during this time. Obeying him is obligatory on us, like obeying the Prophet.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
After this, Umar ibn Sa'd said, are you frightening me with death? Indeed, after I finish killing Hussein, I would be a commander over 70,000 horsemen, and I govern the kingdom of Ray. And Kamil replied to him, indeed, I am narrating to you an authentic tradition. I hope that you are emancipated thereby. If you are bestowed with the succor to accept it, I know that I traveled with your father Sa'd to Sham. On the way, my mount got separated from my other companions and I got lost and thirsty. There appeared before me a monastery of a monk and I headed towards it. I got down from my horse. I came to the door of the monastery so that I would drink some water. A monk of that monastery came towards me and said, what do you want? I said, indeed, I am thirsty. And he said to me, are you from the nation of this prophet who kill each other for the love of the world out of greed? So woe be unto you on the day of judgment. Indeed, you have hampered the family of your prophet, and you have killed and expelled him. Surely I find in our books that you shall kill the son of the daughter of the holy prophet, and take his women as captives, and loot their wealth. I said to the monk, will we do that? And he said, yes. And when you have done that, the heavens, the earth, the oceans, mountains, deserts, wild animals, birds would curse his slayers. Then his slayer would not remain in the earth save for a short while. Thereafter will appear a man who will avenge for his blood and will not spare anyone who participated in this matter, save that he would kill him, and Allah will hasten the soul of the participant soul into hellfire. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می‌کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می‌کند.
Be aware. The hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Ashura. In one of his speeches talking to his nation, he said that our great nation must preserve the great splendor, the memory of Ashura according to Islamic standards. In his part of this speech, he's talking about a very important issue. And that issue is that we sometimes have some things to perform, we have some rituals that we perform, but with the passage of time, with the involvement of the cultures, different cultures, the Islamic standards, we forget about them. And that's what we can see in today's time as well. If you look at different parts of the world, how people mourn for Imam Hussein, they have their own cultural things into that. And these cultural things may be or due to some specific incidents, some things are added to the actual thing that was there. And Imam Khomeini says that we need to preserve this
with the standards, Islamic standards, and we must not leave the Islamic standards. For example, we can see how in the history, with the passage of time in the last 100 years or maybe less or more, that the beer was added into the mourning of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When we remember Ashura, the people who struck their head or who used the blade while, you know, they struck their head or the back, they would do the mourning with the blade.